In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, it's another Let's Talk About Sex. We are joined by special guests Hadrian and Uncle Pete to talk about food and sex. Is it a sensual aspect that enhances the play, or just a hot, sticky mess? Get some donuts and a napkin, and COL 359 starts now. April 3rd, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 359. And food! I'm so excited.
How many O's was that? I need the appropriate number of O's for that.
I have no idea. Counting the O's.
You're obviously excited, Jeff.
It's food. Anyways, today we've got two very special guests. Because it's one of those Let's Talk About Sex, we have, strangely enough, on audio instead of video, I'm sorry you can't see his pretty face, but we got Hadrian.
Hello, everybody.
And over with Gary, we have Uncle Pete.
Hello.
Yay.
Probably we know from some of our on the road shows. Before we get right into the interesting part of the show, let's actually go right into this. All right, I've had it. I'm enough. I'm tired. I'm done with Hellfire Citadel. I've got all the achievements and everything, but last night our rating sucked. On bosses, we would normally steamrolled. We wiped like three or four times, and I'm like, done.
Is it Warlords of Draenor like a year and something old?
Yes, it is over a year old.
Wow.
Yeah, and so hopefully soon after the Warcraft movie comes out, we'll actually get Legion launching, which will be nice. So we can move on. But I'm kind of tired on it. The only problem is that I still have 9 more tunes to finish their rings on, and then I have to at least kill Archie on all of them again to finish off the quest, and then I'm done with this expansion. So I'm glad it's going on a little longer, just so I can like do my goal of getting all my 22 tunes rings, legendary rings. So that's what's been going on with me. I'm getting tired.
Legendary. Sweet.
They all need to be legendary before the end of the expansion so they can get their artifacts. Because if they're not legendary, they don't get their artifacts. Well, I get the artifacts anyways, but, you know, lore-wise.
Oh.
Anyways, okay. Damon.
Nada. Nothing. It's literally been 20 minutes, so. Nothing.
You're supposed to save some things, man.
Well, by the time this podcast airs or something. Yeah. We'll be doing the concert, or the concert will be upcoming, the men's chorus concert. So there's that. I'll either be in rehearsals.
Was that? What concert?
Men's chorus.
Everybody dance now!
I haven't done that.
You remember this time.
Nice.
Yes, we will be either doing our 25th anniversary concert, or starting the rehearsal week, hell week, for our 25th anniversary concert. Either way, it's going to be a really amazing time. I haven't mentioned it before, but we will have 4 panels from the AIDS quilt as part of the 25th anniversary. 2 of those panels will be specific to Cincinnati, and we're going to have a really great freaking time. We're bringing in past directors and everything else, so it should be fun. So, yay. Nice. Cool.
Improv.
Yeah.
Gary?
Time is fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
So when this airs, we will be just days away from Drench for 12 starting. I will probably be manic and wanting to pull all my hair out. But, you know, hey.
Everybody else's?
Well, not yet. In about 3 days after the show, probably. But, yeah, no, the days are counting down and the run is rapidly approaching. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say about that other than I go into manic mode. So, yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why we're pre-recording.
Exactly.
So you don't have to worry about this at this time.
Agreed.
So how about our guests?
Hey, Adrian, what's going on in your world?
I just got back from TBRU, and that was awesome. Good times were had.
I'm sure.
And then in a couple of weeks, there's Western Exposure, which is an event in Palm Springs. It's a kind of a camping thing. I don't camp. I get a cabin.
You're like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, camping. That's key.
I had enough of that in Boy Scouts, so no. I've pulled enough pine needles out of Dick before I sucked it. I don't need to go do that again. And
wow.
And then there's then after that is Coachella. We're going to that. And then after that, I think it's Tidal Wave, but we're still on the fence about that one.
Ah, so a bear traveling world explosion.
That's right. A lot of travel going on the next few months.
Sweet. That sounds like fun. Cool. Uncle Pete?
Hi. I'm just working my life away, finding fun moments to do things, getting ready for Drench Fur. I'm also on the planning committee with Gary. I'll be doing a cooking workshop at Drenched Fur. So anyone that's coming to Drenched Fur that attends my workshop might get to savor my very creamy coconut tres leches cake.
Creamy.
Yes, it's very creamy.
There we go. Tasty. all right. There's that. Yay.
So, which means we're actually going right into our topic because apparently we don't have any feedback or an Urban Dictionary thing, Gary, for Gary. So, of course, it's been about 25 minutes to half an hour since the last show. So, update on our poll. Update on our poll from last week. Oh, there's no update to our poll. So, if you want to join us for party games, apparently people do. So, oh, by the way, if you haven't, Hadrian, Uncle Pete hasn't heard, we're thinking about doing some Jackbox party games sometime and streaming that, posting as a show. So, which you guys will be invited to join, I'm sure.
Okay. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Yes. Especially You Don't Know Jack. I loved You Don't Know Jack. Anyways, moving on.
I love that. I loved that game back in the day.
Mm-hmm. It's on Steam, by the way.
Oh, really?
Like, okay. All of them.
Wow. Okay. I'm done.
So, I bought the whole thing. That was really bad. Anyways, moving on into our weekly topic. It's another Let's Talk About Sex. I forgot to get the Caesar or the thing.
Boo.
Let's Talk About
Boo.
Sex. I suppose I could put it in post show.
Yeah, you should.
I'll probably forget. So, but today we're talking about food.
Yeah. And sex.
Food, all right, and so sex.
Let's get this out of the way. We are not recreating the apple pie moment from American Pie, but I may have done that. I don't know.
I have not.
Nope. So I will. Let's get this out of the way because I think there might be some understanding, and I may have said this on a previous podcast. I am in the camp of no.
Okay.
Kind of like Robbie Turner on season 8 of Drag Race when she talked about flats. She said, "Let me tell you a story about flats." No. And I kind of feel that way about food and sex. I'm just, to me, all I see is a mess and just my OCD is just no, not having it. That's aww. Me.
And I am in the camp of hell yes.
Well, wow. Considering your interest. Talking about your creamy trace leches cake over here. I assume that you have some
creamy trace leches. Is that what they're calling it these days?
Yeah, that's what
Peter calls it.
It depends on where it's served.
Oh, go ahead, Uncle Pete. I am personally, I'm in the middle, and that's sort of where I usually fall on stuff like this sometimes, is I get the appeal and interest and desire for it. I can understand its usage. Personally, I'm not a big fan of adding a potentially sticky situation to something that's already potentially
sticky situation.
And but I get it. I've seen it. You know, I understand the joy behind it. I've seen the guys doing jello shots off of people's bodies. You know, I've seen that kind of thing. Which can be kind of hot. I've done it myself. You know, I've seen the whipped cream and on the dick and licking off people, but I'm on the fence about it. To me, food is meant to be savored separately from the body. But I could potentially do it. Enlightened.
Okay.
So yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
I'm all about food. I mean, maybe not necessarily in the bedroom, but I can find food as being very, very sexy. So if it's not necessarily as part of play, it may be more part of foreplay. And, you know, I don't mind looking up some whipped cream or some other sticky stuff from somebody to clean them off with my tongue.
Okay.
So I'm a little more along the lines of yes, yes, and it may just be because I'm fat. I don't know when this.
I don't think that theory, Jeff, holds water because I'm a fat guy and I'm on the no, like the food no. Just so. Hey, dude, what about you? Where are you at?
I have done it before. It's something I experimented around with really early, like when I was 19, I think. I was 19. I had a boyfriend at the time, and I was living with him. And we tried around different things. Like, we did honey and chocolate and whipped cream. We tried a bunch of sweet stuff. And it was okay, but he was very, very hairy. And licking and licking and licking and licking just got really old really fast. My tongue was starting to get, because honey, of course, is really dry anyway, and it dried my tongue out real bad. And it was okay. And I've done it a few times since, like a little sexy time, like a little Hershey's chocolate or, you know, something like that. I prefer just to get lube that's really sweet. I was very happy when I discovered Estroglide, and it was very sweet tasting on its own. But,
and you mentioned as a teenager you tried this.
Yeah.
And Gary said none of this American pie thing. But I was thinking the first time I involved myself with any kind of food was solo when I was a teenager.
You know, and you mentioned that. Yeah, I did do that too.
I would jerk off with two of those plums in my mouth. Like Italian prune plums, the dark purple ones.
Yeah.
They're about the size of testicles. And I would jerk off, but I would hold them in my mouth so my mouth felt full. And just as I was coming, I would bite down on them to get the sweet juiciness exploding in my mouth.
Interesting.
This is probably when I was 16.
Wow.
So yours wasn't direct genital stimulation with food. Yours was simulation and then a form of an actual act of eating during sex.
Yes.
Ah.
Huh. That is new.
I did that 40 years ago, okay?
Wow. See, besides using food as you know, sexual garnish, like, you know, putting it on someone's dick and licking it off kind of thing, I did experiment around with jerking off with different things when I was a teenager, you know, through my teen years. I did shaving cream and cold cream and apricot scrub. Don't ever try that. And,
don't try bacon either.
Ooh, but I tried peanut butter. I remember trying peanut butter once. Mayonnaise.
Wait. Sorry. Adrian, back that up. When
creamy
you say
peanut
you
butter.
Peanut butter. Did you fuck a jar of peanut butter? Like,
no.
Following.
I got a glob of it in my hand and stroked off with it kind of thing. I wasn't eating it. I was just jerking off with it. And I hadn't quite gotten the urge up to eat my own cum yet, which probably would have been pretty hot at the time to jerk off have come in peanut butter than the thought of my head, which would probably been awesome. And I'm probably going to try that later now that I think about it.
Peanut butter and cum.
Yeah, I can see that working.
Hadrian, it was for me about the same age that I learned that jerking off with mayonnaise was great, but it always stained the sheets.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, the oil and stuff. I'd imagine so, yeah. See, I did have an embarrassing moment that kind of put a stop to my food play was I went to the bathroom one time and I took a jar of grape jelly with me and I jerked off with the grape jelly and then I left the jar in the bathroom. And
oh, no.
Dad found it. Oh, and he comes out, he's like, why is there jelly? And then, oh. And luckily, that particular bathroom faced the driveway. So I said, oh, I was making a sandwich, and I heard someone coming in, so I ran to the window to see who it was, and I left it in there accidentally. And he was like, uh-huh, sure. That jar.
Wow. Yo, Dad knew better.
Yeah. Like, so that was – I did try that one time. And that was kind of where I'm like, okay, I'll experiment with this more when I move out. And I don't think I ever got back around to it.
So okay, so I'm now thinking about jerking off with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff and other things in my head. I'm just like going, that I don't know. Like, I usually use a dry hand. I can't imagine like using anything else. Anyway, well, so
I mean, when you think about it, most of these things are greasy, lubey, you know, wet sort of things that you would use. So it's kind of like a different way to a different type of lube. Very organic and tasty afterwards.
Exactly.
Wow.
I just love how you're flabbergasting.
I am very flabbergasted. I'm just sincerely going, the idea of it, the thought of just, you know.
Everything I'm hearing so far has been pretty hot.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, go continue, because I'm not going to be able to make thoughts right now.
So it sounds like we have three different aspects of the sexuality here. We have the sexual garnish, the hotness of wearing something like food or, you know, edible underwear, that kind of crap. But then you also have the aspect of sensations. Different types of food have different sensations on your genitalia. But then there's the eating part. I'm curious about this. That sounds like that goes into gainer territory.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was actually going to bring up. I thank you for finally giving me a reason to think.
If they're in your mouth and you start eating it as you're coming, that definitely sounds like a gainer thing.
Yeah. And that's sort of what it was. I feel like that's sort of the other thing. I've played with food with someone before, and it was in a gainer sort of aspect. He was a bigger gentleman and was wanting it bigger. And his idea, I was like, I have this, you know, piece of chocolate pudding cake from Kroger over here, and like I hadn't planned on eating it yet. So he's like, sure. So I actually fed it to him while I fucked him, and he. It was interesting. I liked it, but I didn't because it was distracting me from what I was really wanting to do. But it was very good for him because he was getting the pleasure and pain of the fucking, and also the pleasure of the food and eating that. And yeah, so
yeah, I wouldn't give my ass up to somebody that wants to feed me while they're fucking me. That's hot.
I'm sure you would, Uncle Pete. I'm sure there are many reasons why you would give your ass.
Well, what types of foods would you be feeding somebody? So it's not like you would necessarily be you're fucking somebody and you would have them be eating a bowl of popcorn or something. Like, what are the stipulations when you're doing this sort of thing?
Something rich, something luscious, maybe even.
And we're back.
I do like having sex after a good dessert and a good meal, like a good health, you know, steak and a good dessert, and you're full of rich food. And then you have sex, and that sounds pretty awesome. I don't know about
the calories. During,
yeah, something along those lines. But you know, you feel, I don't know, you feel fulfilled, I guess, and you have a full belly and everything. It's kind of hot and. Having sex where that sounds good, but I don't know about actually the act of eating during sex outside of a teasing aspect. I don't know. That seems a little alien to me. That seems really messy to me too. So what are the preparations that have to be made for that? Do you have a lot of rubber sheets, or is there a special setup, or?
I guess there would have to be something like that.
What I think was being described, though, was sort of, it almost sounded more like a control issue of being fucked, being the, I don't know, being the in the submissive role, but yet being rewarded with food or something. It's an interesting concept. I probably would want to make sure there was some sort of preparations that it wouldn't make too much of a mess, but that's what they make washing machines for.
Well, at the same time, well, never mind. I go like, but what about the mattress under the sheets? Like, if you get something on there and it bleed, you know, gums through.
See,
it,
see, yeah. This is what I want. This is why I'm not able to be spontaneous, because I'm too concerned about all the other shit. It's like, do I have enough OxiClean to clean up all this mess when we're done? Like,
there's a simple solution to that. Get a hotel room.
Really?
That takes away the spontaneity aspect, I would think.
I have done many of food-related things in hotel rooms.
Okay, you do not need to discuss this since we have room together three times.
I'm not saying that I did it with you.
No, I wasn't even going there. I was more referring to the fact that we shared a room and whatever happened when I wasn't there.
Oh. I don't think I've ever shared a room with you and had a food experience while you weren't in the room.
Okay, that just sounded like you could have had a food experience while I was in the room, which I don't think you have. Anyway.
No, but I remember one time I was with a friend. We were at a hotel outside Philadelphia Airport, and we went out and got donuts. And donuts are a very sensuous food when you're in bed with somebody. And I took a jelly donut, and just where the little opening is, so where you can see what kind of jelly it is, I just sort of jammed it onto his dick and then ate the donut off of his dick. We then experimented with other donuts, and we were just covered like in donut crumbs, but we were happy and it was sensuous. And I don't even know that we went all the way to orgasm in that experience, but it was the sensuality of playing with each other and almost being like little kids and enjoying the food and the donuts and the whole ambiance of it.
Okay, I can understand that. I don't personally think it's for me, but at the same time, I've never really done it. You know, it's one of those things where I like the idea of that sensual play, that touching, that feeling, that tasting, that, you know, so I could see adding a food aspect to it, increasing that taste sensor.
Kissing him with a mouthful of Boston cream.
I'm eating a donut right now, and I am hard. Painfully erect.
It's like hard in a donut.
Oh, that actually sounds interesting. I don't know. I guess it could be the same as. Yeah.
Something I used to do in Atlanta was the Atlanta Eagle is across the street from a Krispy Kreme, and the red sign came on about 1 a.m. And I would go over there and get hot, fresh donuts. And I'd bring them back to the Eagle, like two boxes of them. And I would give them out. And it was always a great way to get a conversation started with a chubby boy or chubby, you know, big daddy bear sort of thing. Okay, hey, you want a donut? You want two? You want three? You want to go back to my place?
You want to eat one off my dick?
Yeah. And I do recall kissing guys and tasting donuts in their mouth, that kind of stuff. It was kind of hot. I'm like, you know, you're dedicated to your decadent lifestyle. Let's go have sex, kind of thing.
Exactly, that works.
Yeah, I'm still not.
You're not convinced.
You're still not sold.
Well, I will say this. I mean, I have changed a lot over the years. Being on this show has opened up my horizons even further than the years working at a gay campground resort. So I don't know if I want to say never. I just I think it would have to be a situation where I'm willing to throw caution to the wind and put aside all the what ifs that would get in the way mentally that would make me not want to do whatever it is.
Or you're really hungry.
And no, sorry, Jeff. If I'm hungry, I want to fucking eat. I don't want to have sex and eat at the same time. Like, it's just not.
Wow.
To me,
you're just horny and hungry.
But Gary, you're an efficient person. Can you picture?
Shit! I was so waiting for that. I was
got
like,
a real good point here. Both of those things. This is all about efficiency in some sense.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Efficient, getting multiple things done. You're a multitasker.
You're having sex and you're feeding yourself at the same time.
No, see, I don't see those two worlds that come together. Like I admit, I have been to dinner theater where you're eating while watching a show, and that's probably about the limit of what I want to do when I'm eating, because it's you're being entertained while eating in a way that's distracting. But notably, the food is not 4 or 5 star level. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's banquet level kind of catered food. So I'm not engrossed in the meal. It's sustenance. It's fine. So I don't know. Like, to me, it's kind of like, I mean, I will fully admit, because you were mentioning efficient, and I'm like, yeah, I would probably, but I'm also the uptight kind of person that would need the partner that would get me to try to wash the dishes while having sex. And I would probably really kind of fight that, because I'd be like, can I just get this thing done and then we can focus on that? Because like the two at the same time would bug me the same way as trying to have sex and eat at the same time. That's just the way my brain is.
This one guy that I was starting to date a number of years ago, we were at a hotel room in Buffalo, and I didn't know if he would be receptive to having food involved in our play at all. And we had gone down to breakfast. And breakfast is one of those inclusive things. And I said, I'm going to take some yogurt with me back to the room. I took a cup of yogurt with me. And we got back to the room and we got naked again, as we should have. And he got on the bed and I said, I think I'm going to have the yogurt. And I opened the container and I just flung it onto his body. His eyes opened up like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I just crawled on top of him and started licking it off and kissing him and licking. And it, again, it was a sensuality for me. And it opened the world for him and I together with food play. That person later got the donuts in Philadelphia.
I get this.
It was the element of surprise there. And Gary said he'd need somebody to take him through there, where I did it unexpectedly to this person. And they didn't know that they might enjoy it. I'm a daddy bear. Many times we would have a pizza maybe off of my belly. We'd set it there and we'd lie in bed together eating a pizza, where there was the sensuality of it. Maybe once we finished the pizza, we got into lovemaking or something, but it brought the nudity, our bodies together, the food together as I don't know exactly foreplay, but a sensuality of our existence with each other.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
Is that starting to work for you?
No. I guess I'm understanding it more. And that's sort of the purpose of this, you know, podcast. You know, these kind of Let's Talk About Sex shows is to get the ideas of things that you aren't usually into. And I get it. I really get it. Like, I get that feeling, that, you know, sensual, sexual, you know, food, you know, aspect. Because people do think,
so,
you know, food can
be sexy or act.
Yes, sir.
Damon, if a hot daddy bear were lying naked on a hotel bed with two slices of pizza on his belly, you'd say, I'm not hungry?
Pausing. That's a really difficult question. You're contradicting several things in my mind right now.
Messing with Damon, because you're taking two things that he likes.
Yeah.
and food. And so to say, are you hungry? Like, there's a double entendre issue, and I think that's why he just short-circuited.
And that's what it's all about. It really is. When you're combining things that you love, food and sex, it's a natural thing for me.
Two great things don't always go great together. I mean, like, I love fruit, and I love cake, but I don't like fruitcake.
But I'm bummed. No, but, I get it. Go ahead.
Hey. I would probably be, I don't know, if there was a guy there, there was food there. I mean, if he was initiating, it's one thing. I don't know, I'm very much attached to spontaneity, and that would probably get me in the mood for it. But if somebody said, if somebody sent me something on Growler, says, hey, come to room 405, I've got a pizza on my belly, I'd be like, oh, ignore?
Would you ask at least what kind of toppings?
I would probably ask for about the toppings. It's like, what type of pizza? And looking at him, if it was a cute guy, because even if it wasn't something where the food was necessarily involved in the sex, if it's a hot guy, that
the kind of pizza is important too. If it's a fucking Little Caesars pizza, I'm like, no, bitch. But if it's some Papa John's or, you know, some high end kind of pizza, I'm like, okay, I'll be there.
I took this totally in a different direction because you were talking about toppings, and I'm like, well, obviously Hadrian's going to top, so you know, the pizza's inconsequential at this point for me.
Well, if you guys recall, there's B-roll footage from Palm Springs Bearthaw where me and what's his name, John Thomas, that I can't remember his name now. Vance Taylor, me and Vance Taylor are eating pizza while I'm fucking.
Yes, I do know that part. I do remember that part.
And there's a scene from Billy's Birthday Bash where we're eating vanilla cake out of his ass crack. And And so everyone's aware we started off with chocolate cake and changed to vanilla cake.
Yeah. Very smart move. Very smart move. I can see people being turned off by a chocolate lava cake being eaten out of someone's ass. Totally go the wrong way. No, see, that's where I can't. No, I can't.
Two bears, because one cake.
My immediate. I'll get back to you on that. The reason why I say no is because immediately my thought is that is more problematic down the road if food ends up within the body in a place it's not supposed to be.
Food as lube is probably a bad idea.
Well. Maybe. Well, lube for like, not like if you're personal, like personal lubricant as opposed to topping lubricant. Yeah. I couldn't see that. That would be odd. But then again,
I don't know. Something I found when I was jerking off of different substances is that sugarier substances, I mean, sugar's an abrasive, and sugarier substances will, you know, exfoliate your dick. Even like peanut butter. I discovered peanut butter kind of abrased me a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's the sugar structure is crystal. It's cubical. So it tends to, you know, even though it's considered a wet ingredient in baking, it's really a dry ingredient. And yeah, it's like salt or other things of that nature would probably be more of an exfoliant than anything. Yeah. But yeah. No, I think of like, I'm like, so here's the thing. All right, fine. Like, you want to have sex and you want to have food, and somehow the fucking gets involved with the food, then you're going to have to clean afterwards. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like you've actually now put something someplace.
For you, really, Gary, it's just all about cleanliness. It's not about the act of the eating or the actual food.
Okay, I get where you're going, Jeff. It's not so much about cleanliness. I'm thinking about the fact that I don't want the embarrassing, like, my primary care physician visit to explain to him why I'm having irritable bowel issues because, oh, I decided to have this hot time and I got fucked by a cucumber or whatever. Like, just no. Like, I think that's, you know, it's avoidable.
For a hot time, bring cucumbers.
I mean, yeah, it's avoidable if you don't want to put something in your ass. But I remember, like, in the early 80s, a group of our friends, we did a lot of experimentation. And a lot of it was with, like, fucking different melons. And we would, like, I was dating one guy where we put a hole in each side of a cantaloupe. and we went at it. And, you know, our dicks hitting each other inside the cantaloupe while we're kissing, it was like having a threesome almost. And
yes, that sounds incredibly hot.
Yeah. We've done it. I did it with watermelon, honeydew. We just went through all the melons, you know.
I've done that with a fleshlight where we're at both ends, but doing it with...
And this is before anybody even heard of fleshlights, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old school, so you used fruit.
What's that more appropriate, you know?
Fruits using fruits.
Ha, ha, ha.
Boom.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
if I had a cup of yogurt, I think I'd fling it at Gary right now. Just to see that element of surprise on his face.
I don't think I would be surprised. I would be really annoyed.
Yeah, I think you would too.
I think you would. I don't think you would be really annoyed, Gary. I think you would be really mad.
You would be.
I don't know. It depends on if it's an absolute surprise. Yes, I would probably be mad. But in the context of this podcast right now and you doing it, I'd be like, really? You think that's like...
And we're getting close to Dredge Fur. I can't do anything to upset Gary.
That's not true. No.
You'll do it anyways. Anyways.
Yeah, no. So I don't – I mean, I think if there's a time and a place and – I mean – so here's my thing, because we have these varying views on the concept of its place and its time. How do we think you bring it up as a subject to someone that you've not done that with before, whether it be a long-term partner or someone you're dating or even a trick? Like, how do you bring that subject matter up with them? You know, like, hey, you want to try whatever? Like – And I kind of look at you, Pete, because you're right here, but also you seem to have the most experience about experimenting.
I was in Amsterdam once, and I had met a guy that I met online, and we had gotten together a couple of times. And, you know, you think of being in Europe, everybody's free-spirited, all that other kind of stuff. He was a really nice guy, and we had gone out to dinner, went back to the hotel, and we said, you know, we'd like something for dessert or something. So we decided to go out again and bring something back to the hotel. And what we got was sort of the Dutch equivalent of like a cherry pie kind of thing. And that cherry pie, we got back to the hotel room. We got naked, as I usually do when I go in a hotel room. And
funny that.
Just like that. I have one friend that said I can get naked in a hotel room faster than anybody on the planet. You know, by the time I walk across the room, I'm naked. But anyway, I took the cherry pie, much to his surprise, and just sort of smashed it onto my belly. This whole thing that was about 12 inches round. And then he was already like sitting back on the bed. I just moved in on top of him, so it squished between us. Okay, I wasn't thinking of cleanup, Gary, at all, okay?
Obviously.
We ate that pie off of each other's bodies like two wild animals, like in the savannah of Georgia or of Africa. And it just was sort of, it was the moment. It was the spontaneity. It was the sensuality of it. And there was this huge mirror that was right next to the bed, which made it even hotter. It was just a wild time.
But in that case, you didn't preface it. You didn't discuss it ahead of time.
I didn't do anything. I just did it. And he was on board.
Huh. So it was just sort of a thing. You just did it. Like, boom, there you go. We're food playing, whether you like it or not.
But you'd already played before, so this wasn't a first time.
It wasn't foreign to me.
Well, I met the two of you together. Oh. And already there that day or whatever.
Yeah, the first time we met, it was we did a little experimentation with golden showers. So.
Ah.
So you already had a feel for who the person was as to the realm.
I felt he could handle it. I thought he could handle it. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was like.
You got it. There we go.
What I was wondering is, like, how do you approach the subject with a person if you're not really sure? Because I could see, like, if someone was to listen to this podcast and then meet me and wanted to have this discussion, they probably would be really hesitant and be like...
But, Gary, think of it yourself. If somebody said, hey, Gary, I want to watch you fuck a jar of grape jam, what would you say to them?
No.
No.
So,
and what's worse is all I can think of is a certain person who I'm going to leave their name out, whose nickname is Plum Jelly.
Okay. Okay. But the thing is, if you talk about it or you approach somebody,
right,
they might say no. But if what if some hot guy and you were hanging out and all of a sudden he's squirting ketchup on your nipples, you might not say no.
I might ask him what the hell he's doing. And is it Heinz?
Because that other shit.
That was a shout out to my Pittsburgh peeps.
Nothing pours like a Heinz.
Oh, gross. <You're welcome.
laughs> All right. Wow.
What was that?
I think we've talked this out.
So the takeaways are, it's not an end-all, be-all. It's not a horrible experience. There may be some preparation involved. You could or could not discuss it before initiating it. I think like all the things we've talked about on this series for Let's Talk About Sex and even Let's Talk About Kink, when we do these, you kind of hopefully have a little bit of knowledge before you go into it instead of just trying any old thing, because some things could potentially be an issue. Like here's something I've been wondering about is, we won't get into a big topic or whatever, but in food, what about allergies? Like, wouldn't that be kind of an issue at some point, you think? Maybe not. I mean, that would be my other area of concern.
I think it could be an area of concern. Very well, it could be. I actually learned from cantaloupe play that cantaloupe is one of my allergies.
Oh no! But,
my,
and it wasn't. It was just sort of like, it wasn't a bad allergy or anything. But it's something that I've noticed even to this day. Cantaloupe. I can eat other melons, but not the orange one.
Hmm. Maybe because you fucked it. That's really what it's about. Cantaloupes around the world have united and said, "This apple fucked one. We're done." Like,
that could be. But I think the hardest thing, a common allergy, is peanuts. And I think people would have to be careful if they were doing donut play or peanut butter play or something that's right, not a product with peanuts. But, you know, there's ways around if you want to try something through conversation or whatever. You know, you're starting to date someone. Hi, do you have any allergies? Whatever is normal. You'll learn.
Yeah, but usually when you're getting to know a person, you ask about allergies. It's not because you want to – I don't think because it's because you want to bring dinner. Food in right away.
But the thing is – and it's not saying that food would come into anybody's play. I think it can just be a fun enhancement. There's leather, there's food, there's piss, there's things that change. And it's not saying that you do it every day.
Right.
Like, I do not have my dinner off of somebody's belly every day. I don't.
And now everybody's imagining that.
All right.
See, my niggas. So, let's actually move on. Let's start wrapping up the show with a little of this. David, what do you got?
It's our guest, Hadrian. I bring cookies. And I think we've seen several of the pictures from this adventure before, but I figured given the topic of the show and our special guest, it was appropriate to share this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, just to give some context to everybody, a few weeks ago, we went to Black's Beach. And there is a place here in Hillcrest in San Diego called Uncle Biff's Cookies. And they're incredibly good, very decadent cookies. And they're expensive, too. But totally worth it. So I got a dozen of them and took them to the beach with everybody. So I bring the cookies when we go out to events.
Sweet. So, yeah, so it's Hadrian and I believe West Cub. And,
that's right.
Oh, and Bailey, right?
Yep. That's right.
Yay. So, yeah. Cool, fun picture.
Adorable.
And I'm going to head out here at this moment. So,
okay.
You guys have a good one. Thanks. Rest of the show. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I forgot all about the beach excursion that you did, Hadrian, until he posted the picture. And I was like, oh, that's right. You did to go to the beach. And you brought people cookies. So,
of course.
Fun.
It's always good to enjoy yourselves.
I am actually known for bringing desserts to the parties. That's what I do. I always try to. I don't bring like vanilla wafers or something stupid. I like bring something really memorable so people will enjoy it.
We always enjoy you, Hadrian. Right, Gary.
So mine is called James Corden, looking cute as usual. For those of you that might be familiar, he is a host for one of the late night talk shows. And comes from Britain. And there's this great GQ photo picture that was taken of him. And I don't know if he's in the UK or if it's at his place in California, but it's in the kitchen. And he's wearing the British flag as an apron, but he's got his naked backside faced to the camera. And he happens to be looking back while he's maybe washing a plate or something. But he's adorable. And I thought it was really cute how we're talking about food and sex in regards to the kitchen and that kind of stuff. So that's my Tumblr pick for this week, even though it's technically not food, because Damon got the best one, I think, probably on the internet.
But it's related. He's in the kitchen. He's wearing an apron that he could be cooking in, and mostly naked. So it's appropriate.
Agreed.
Last off, let's we got a link from Gary here. What do you got?
So the link that I have for today, which I thought was really funny, is Bob's Burgers, the cartoon, if anyone ever watches the show. Actually, my friend H sent this to me, posted it, and it's hysterical. So Bob, the main character, keeps going to the deli and getting turkeys. And I don't watch the cartoon, but apparently this is a thing that happens. And when you watch the YouTube clip, he keeps going to the deli guy to get more and more turkeys, which apparently is something to do with the plot of that episode. But the deli guy reveals that he's gay, and he thinks that Bob keeps going to the deli because he's coming on to him and he wants to hook up with him. And then it just escalates worse and worse, because the more times Bob goes back for turkeys, the guy's like, I see what's going on, blah, 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 blah. I'm happily in a relationship. And then it turns into, I'm not really happy in my relationship, and maybe I should leave Tony. And like, it just escalates. It gets really strange and weird. But and of course Bob finds it awkward, and it didn't highly amuse me, so it was food related. So that was my pick for the week.
Nice. Hey, guess what, folks? That's the end.
Aww.
Play ways to contact us. You can bop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog. You can also shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us voicemail, dirty or otherwise, at 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. Talk about food. Sexy food talk. That would be awesome. You could also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/comesoutloud, Tumblr, comesoutloud.tumblr.com, Twitter, twitter.com/comesoutloud, Google Plus, google.com/plus comesoutloud. Join the Comes Out Loud entourage on bearunderground.net, the official Bear website of Comes Out Loud. Also, you can leave us a review or rate us. Actually, just rate us. No one reads those reviews anyways. The more you rate us, the more people can find us. Also, if you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up there. Appreciate that very much. You can find me anywhere on the internet as Box That Box, Puppy Box, Cub Box, something or other. You can also find Damon at Theater Cub 79, Pop Umbra, or Nomad Cub. I think that was the other one, right? Nomad Cub? Yeah.
Sure.
Pretty most places on the internet. Gary, where can people find you?
Known as GaryBear73. That's GarBear73. Pretty much anywhere on the web. You want to get a hold of me. Hadrian?
You can find me at HadrianM.com.
Cool. Uncle Pete?
I'm Uncle Pete on all the apps and all the bear sites and things like that. You find me. I'm easy to find.
And with that... Oh, wait. What?
No, I was just going to make a bad joke about if you find him in person, you might get to have him and some food together. Have a good one, y'all. We'll be right back.
what a beer-basted bear would taste like.
Wait, did you just say a beer-basted bear?
Yes.
That's cannibalism, dude. Not cool.
It's a little Austin Amber poured over belly.
I might advocate Yangling ice cream. That's beer, ice cream made with a certain beer from Pennsylvania, but I don't know about just straight up beer.
I say Jägermeister.
Oh, God.
Should I have like a swap beer while kissing?
I've used beer in sex before, but it was mostly pour it on, lick it off kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think I'm going to stop recording now.